episode of the Voyage Cast. In this episode, we learn about marriage and how to unstupefy yourself with five incredible tips that will change your life. Number one, communication, the foundation of any successful marriage. First and foremost, make sure you shut the hell up and don't be an idiot. In this way, you will be able to communicate effectively and openly. When expressing your feelings, be sure to do so honestly. And when hearing the expressions of another, be sure to use active listening. This way, you will not be a jackass. Note, healthy communication is not coercive and does not mean you must agree to anything at all. Just understand. Number two, trust and respect. It goes a long way. Make sure you are being honest and transparent, giving your partner the space they need to pursue their interests and passions. Do not be a doofus, and respect your partner's opinions and decisions, even if they are objectively wrong, which sometimes they are. Number three, quality time. The swellest way to let your partner know they are loved is to spend quality time with them, which should be obvious and go without saying, but here we are. Quality time together is important and must be prioritized if you want your marriage to be strong and lasting. Whether it's a date night, a vacation, or a quiet evening in, remember, it's not about the activity you do, but being with the person you love. Unless, of course, you want your marriage to fail in a burning blaze like the riots of 2020. Number four, emotional support. Providing emotional support to your partner is a cornerstone to a healthy marriage. We must be there for each other during difficult times and make an effort to understand each other's feelings. It is vital that we encourage each other and celebrate each other's successes, or do the opposite and destroy everything you love. Note, everybody has limitations in what they can tolerate, but if emotional support is reciprocated, then we will likely feel loved and have a greater desire to support one another. Number five, work as a team. Remember, there's no I in team, and marriage requires more than one person to make it work. It requires a team effort. This means working together to achieve common goals, whether it's raising a family, pursuing a career, or simply building a happy life together. Make sure you are both pulling in the same direction instead of against each other like you typically do. Thanks for listening. I wish you the best of luck surviving the terrible demise of your marriage if you ignore these recommendations. Tune in next time for five more tips.